gotta go. Go.
Go.
Okay.
I was pointing, by the way.
You were pointing. Can you put me up just a little?
Up for your headphones?
Yep.
Okay.
Hello, hello. Hello. Oh, there I am.
Hi. There you are.
Hey.
Where are we?
We're back, is where we are.
Yeah.
Welcome to As the Rotor Turns. Quick disclaimer for everybody. This is going to be the opinion of the host, not the opinion of any of our illustrious medical directors, Benjamin Abel.
Correct.
Did I say, is it Abel or Abel? Abel. And
yes,
Dr. Gandia.
Nope, not him either.
Not his opinion.
Nope.
Dr. Josh Corsa, learned surgeon.
He is.
Not his opinion either.
No.
And Dr. Yantek, not his opinion either.
Nope.
Those people did not tell you to do anything stupid.
They did.
It's not in your protocol, so don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. So, and it's not the opinion of the Rescue Company One, not the opinion of Southeastern Medical Academy.
Nope.
Which is companies that we own, not people. Nobody owns people anymore.
Not anymore.
So it's not those opinions of those people, so don't do anything stupid. Mm-mm. We're trained professionals.
Supposedly.
Yes. And, you know, you may not be, so don't do it.
I'm not.
Well, not you, but the people in general.
Check. Like, I got it.
The two or three people listening.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
What's that?
This is the first one of just me and you.
I know. That's going to be pretty interesting here. So, yeah. So, and you know, show brought to you by two sponsors.
Yep.
Braxton College
and
beautiful Fort Myers, Florida.
Sure is.
You know, braxtoncollege.edu is where you can go find information about fire school, EMT, you know, paramedic school, EMS degrees. As well, you know, AS degrees in like fire science or EMS. You can get a BSN degree, RN to BSN there also as well. So go to the good people of Braxton College.
Yeah.
You know, they're awesome. And it's not their opinion on the show either.
You can also get really cute puppies down there. Not from Braxton College.
Yes. But those are not sponsors.
They're not. I wasn't telling them where they could go.
Well, I'm talking about sponsors now.
I know.
There's another sponsor that it's out there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
Yeah. Unofficial sponsor of the Rescue Company One. They don't even know that they're a sponsor, but Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, 1844.
You didn't get any Pabst Blue Ribbon this last weekend.
No.
It's horseshit.
I know. Fucking giant cruise ship. The people of Royal Caribbean, not sponsors.
No. We don't really like them.
And they do not provide Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer on that ship.
No. And they don't provide a good experience either.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. But anyways, welcome, baby.
Hey.
So like mentioned before, it's the first time that it's just me and Trish on the show. It's going to be fucking interesting. And, you know, listen, a lot of changes going on, a lot of what have yous and stuff like that. A lot of people asking, hey, no Jason and Amanda.
They're still around.
There's some Amanda fans out there that like are pretty pissed that we're not doing any lives. They love Amanda Cleavage.
Well,
you know, so we'll have to do some lives and stuff. No, just things are busy, you know. Amanda's actually been sick all week. So and you know, Jason's busy, you know, it's just kind of crazy time right now, and then we had to start getting some shows out. So
yeah.
So you'll hear them again. They're still on the show. Not kicked out or anything.
They're still around.
So but we got a competition coming up.
We sure do.
You know, so still a few spots left. Like, I think we got 15 teams signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from pretty much most of down south. We got to get some people from both. Actually, but we got two Orange County teams.
Oh, good.
Yeah, two Orange County teams coming up. And, you know.
Nobody from Orlando?
Nah, I mean, the name is trademarked. So, I don't know. Like,
I was looking at the I don't know, one of the websites, and there's a big picture of you competing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I am handsome.
I know.
So
I was like, oh, I know that guy.
But, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know if anybody from Orlando is going to compete. You know, most people that I've seen since I retired from there, and I can say this because
you're retired.
Yeah, and they can't do shit to me anyways. But, you know, the morale is horrible. Like, nobody's happy to be there that's still working there. And anybody that's just recently left is ecstatic.
Yeah.
That they left. Like, morale kind of sucks over there, I guess, you know.
I've heard that from a lot of places.
Yeah. Sometimes the field isn't as green when you think it is, you know, the, you know, on the other side, you know. So I just, you know, good, you know, hope everybody's staying safe out there. Don't let your morale, you know, make you do something stupid. But
no,
I don't think we're going to see any teams from there. But I would love to see some teams from there.
It'd be great.
But shit, the 20 years
they
I was.
Got some big shoes to put
the,
on.
The 20 years I was there, man, like, we were the only team that ever competed in, like, since, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody. And they got a whole, like, EMS thing now, like, just stand, you know, just paramedics. So
yeah,
you would think some of those people would try to
paramedic
compete.
Only.
Yes. PMOs.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I would see that. But I saw it. I seen it. I seen it. My own two eyes. But anyways, 15 teams coming to compete down in St. Augustine, Florida, at the beautiful campus of First Coast Technical College.
Yeah.
Mr. Dan Talbert over there running just an awesome, you know, and there's a lot to be said about the people that work there. Most happiest, the happiest people I've ever seen at a
college
working. Like, they're just
same.
They're just happy to be there.
They're nice people.
Nice people. And it's just, you know, they're ecstatic about this competition. This is the first competition in North Florida since the Flagler competition.
Wow.
And it's been at least 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be awesome.
Not a 24-hour competition.
It's not a 24-hour competition. But it is 2 days.
Yep.
We know for sure four scenarios on the first day. Mm-hmm. 3 to 4 on the second. I'm still debating. We have more patients than locations. So I'm trying not to overwhelm people with the amount of patients. So they're going to see multiple patient scenarios,
mm-hmm.
but not to the extreme of overloading them. This is not a speed competition in a sense. So we're going to give some clues. So starting today,
ooh, clues,
every show up to the competition, mm-hmm. we're going to give you clues for
and
it.
And we're doing one a week.
One a week. So, yeah.
So we promised Jody.
Yes. So here's the thing. Clue number one that we're going to give you.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm not going to overwhelm you with patience on the scenario.
Uh-huh.
I am going to overwhelm you with fucking medicine for sure.
I mean, who are we talking to?
Yeah. So don't come thinking you're going to, like, it's a speed challenge.
Uh-huh.
If you have, you
take
know.
Take your time and think about it.
You don't have a lot of time. You better be quick. Yeah, you're still. Time is a factor here for sure, but there is. It's pretty straightforward. I've made it straightforward for the people judging it.
Mm-hmm.
I've made it straightforward for the people scoring it. So that way, it's absolutely easy, user friendly. So clue number one:
mm-hmm.
every patient is 100 points.
Oh,
so if you have two patients, you have 200 points to gain on that in that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
There is negative points.
Oh.
So if you miss a time marker, and I made it very easy.
Yep.
You're not going to know what the time markers are. Obviously, it's still a competition. But if
I read it.
What's that?
I said I read it.
What did you read?
Your time markers.
Yes, you did. So you let me finish?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
So if you're not going to know what the time markers are, but if you miss one, they're straightforward. You know, if a person's bleeding, you better control the bleeding. And if you don't do it
they
really
die.
Fast, you're going to be losing points. And and basically, you know, it's 100 points. There's 29 assessment points. That's clue number two. So, you know, it's 100 points per patient. 29 of those points are assessment points. So you're not going to win just doing head-to-toes. So that the head-to-toe plus sample plus everything that you would normally assess is a point. You know, those are points. And if you miss a time marker or you zero out, you know, like you don't get points on that patient, your assessment become half points. So now you're only getting, you know, 0.5 on everything you assess. So the 29 points aren't giving points. You basically have to do the full assessment to get the 29 points. So you got to figure, and on an average, most out of that 29, people are going to miss at least 6 to 10 points.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some people don't do good samples.
Really?
Some people, yeah, it's crazy. But people are going to miss points. And some patients have reassessment points that you get. But it's, you know, all time markers. So if you want full points, you better make your time markers on that. But you can, the max you're going to get is 29 points on the assessment. So that's, again, that's a couple clues.
Yeah.
Here's the.
You got to treat it appropriately.
Here's the last clue. Yeah. You got to do some appropriate treatments. So if you think you're.
What happens if your patient dies?
Well, that's clue number three.
Oh, sorry.
Clue number three is if you don't find them dead when you get there and they become dead, then you fucked up. Yeah, you fucked up.
I mean, is that really?
Yeah, that's a fuck up.
I feel like that's a gimme.
Yeah, if you don't find them dead and they die, yeah. If your patient is not seizing from the beginning, you fucked up.
And they start to seize, that's not a good thing?
Yeah, that you fucked, you done fucked up.
All right.
You know, but if you find them dead or seizing, you can only fix them.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? So, pretty general with it, as far as like the meds. We're not going to like hound you on dosaging and stuff, because dosaging could be different depending on where you work. So if it's if it's not a common, if it's something that could be dosed different or mixed different, wherever you're at, you come in with your own mixture. As long as if it's appropriate, you're going to get
if it's within the range.
Yeah, you're going to get the points for that. So don't, again.
There are a lot of ranges.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things we're going to talk about today, actually. Oh. So, so some learning points.
You're going to ask me these things?
Well, maybe. Maybe. So we'll try to be a little educational while you're here. You know, it's just me and you. But those are the clues for this week on the competition. You know, and there's a clue at the end, by the way. So if you thought you were going to listen in the first few minutes,
no.
Go fuck yourself. You better listen to the whole thing. Don't you fast forward either, motherfucker, because you won't understand the clue at the end. I'm very cryptic in what I say. So be careful. So this is one of the things. Have you ever noticed how many different concentrations to, like, norepinephrine there is?
Yeah.
You know, like, why is that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Why do I not know why people decide to...
Whether they're doing, like, speak right into it.
What? So, like, sometimes when you get them from the when you get it from the pharmacy, it's obviously different than when you make it in the emergency department, or if you're making it on the road, or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that the more concentrated it is, obviously you need a central line. You want to use maybe a more concentrated dose for people that are fluid restricted. And then it's just what you get from the pharmacy.
So, you know, you basically hit on all the answers. You're very beautiful and smart. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you want me to get wrong ones?
No.
Give me a second. I'll get that.
Yeah. But obviously, fluid restricted person.
You know what we forgot?
What's that?
The Urban Dictionary word.
Oh, we haven't done that in a few shows.
I know, but I have one.
Oh, well, what is it? Well, you're interrupting the flow of the lesson. Go ahead.
Quest sex? Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite movies is Vision Quest.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Vision Quest?
I don't think so.
Well, I guess we'll know what we're watching when we get home. It's got Matthew Modine in it.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Okay. Didn't see that either.
Yeah, absolutely. Nope. Mm-mm. You know, it's funny as shit. I was listening to I'm going to answer your question in a second. But I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day, and he was talking about Stanley Kubrick is a dude that did Full Metal Jacket, like the director of it.
Yeah, and he did Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fucking things with that Eyes Wide Shut. Like, Stanley Kubrick is a Easter egg director. That's what they call him, because he would hide shit in his movies.
Yeah.
And
he's got weird movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of shit that he filmed was, like, you know, he did, like, the whole moon conspiracy between the whole thing. Because people thought that, you know, people that think that the moon landing was fake.
The what?
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
Like, when we landed on the moon, that didn't happen?
That didn't happen.
Well, you know, the Earth is flat.
Yes. Yeah, those are the same people. So, anyways, they think Stanley Kubrick is the dude that actually filmed the moon landing. I'm like, man, some people are just fucking crazy. And I love Rogan, but man, it was Rogan and
was it a flat earther?
No, it was. Well, he might as well could be. I love him to death because he's my quarterback of the team. And Aaron Rodgers. And,
like, oh, no.
It's him and Aaron Rodgers. Man, do they.
He was talking about flat earth?
No, he wasn't talking about flat earth, but he believes in a lot of different shit. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. But there is, you know, some, like, curiosity in, like, some of the shit they say. Not the moon landing. I believe that did happen. But some shit, man. But it's crazy. You know, it's a, hey, Insula. You know? But
I was about to say that, but the only way I could think of was Ursula.
Yeah. Sex Quest?
Quest Sex.
Quest Sex. Is that when you have a vision while you're having sex?
No. Oh. It is the kind of sex you get after a dragon saving a village from any army of attacking monsters.
So you get sex from a dragon?
Or any other large notable achievement.
Oh, so you do something good.
Defeating an enemy, obstacle, rival in a profession, workplace, or situation. Saving a village from an army of attacking monsters, anything like that.
Hold on a second.
Quest Sex.
A little hot here. Does that bother you? Can you hear that?
No, I can't hear it.
So, Quest Sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a horrible word.
I thought it was funny.
Oh, well, I think you think a lot of things are funny.
You're right.
So, but what was I talking about before? Oh, yeah. So, different concentrations. So, yeah, you're right, babe. So, things that you basically are, you know, fluid-restricted patients or whether you need to give something a central line or not. Those are the
things. Well, I mean, I would assume that seeing as how it's very caustic to the veins, that if you only have a peripheral line, you would want it to be way less concentrated.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and also the rate.
Yeah.
The mites per kilo per minute that you're giving makes a huge difference.
Funny how much of a range that is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, I can hear that.
I can, too. I don't think you should put it on the table. Put it on the chair next to you.
There's no chair next to me.
Oh.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I think I got it right here. Hold on. No, it's fine. There we go. So, you know, it's definitely a lot of people don't know how much, like, one of the most common ones that people don't understand is dopamine. Dopamine, it's you know, obviously 1,600 mics per ml.
Uh-huh.
So, like, how many milligrams and milliliters is that?
400 and...
Yeah, you're sexy. 400 milligrams and...
Wait, what? 400 and...
250, baby.
250.
Yes. So 400 milligrams, 250, normal, yeah. Common mixture of it.
Yeah.
And
you know the last time I hung dopamine?
Yeah, it's probably been a while.
Yeah. Like 20-something years.
Yeah. So, you know, but there it is. However, you need to know this. It's part of the different thing, right? So is. Dopamine's one that if you're flowing at, you know, less than 10 mics per kilo per minute,
mm-hmm.
You can flow peripherally in a sense. Anything greater than 10 mics per kilo per minute, you need to be in a central line.
It would be better.
Yeah. There is an exception to it.
Mm-hmm.
The exception is if you're going to do 10 mics per kilo per minute or more in a peripheral line, you need to be charting or reporting in your written documentation that you're in a ongoing resuscitation phase.
Oh.
So you got to be in an ongoing resuscitation phase or you have to be less than 10 mics per kilo per minute.
Got it.
So a lot of people, but like doing anything.
When you're doing a code, it doesn't matter because
they're
dead.
Yes. Or you're trying to raise somebody's blood pressure.
Right.
You know, because they're in peri, arrest.
Yes.
So those are one of the things to know. So that's the biggest thing is not every presser is created equal, right? So
not even close.
Yeah. So, like, there's different flavors for different shit. You
absolutely.
Know, different meds for different stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, start.
You know what my theory has been?
What's that?
I think that different hospitals have different favorite pressers based on pharmaceutical sales.
I don't know about that shit.
It's probably not true, but that's my theory.
Well, your theories are often wrong, and I love you.
I mean, are they?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Well, I still love you. So, here's the thing. All right, so let's start with dopamine.
Okay.
All right, so when would you use dopamine?
Never.
Okay.
I'm
besides
just
advice for people that are learning out there.
Bradycardic hypotensive patient.
See, that's wrong.
Oh.
A lot of people don't even know this shit.
Oh.
Symptomatic bradycardia.
Well, yeah. I'm
right?
Not, yeah.
Symptomatic bradycardia, normal tensive. Meaning the patient is bradycardic, but they have
Normal pressure.
Yeah. Signs and symptoms of the bradycardia. Like, I stand up, I almost pass out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bradycardic.
Uh-huh.
Dopamine works on that one.
Oh.
So, you know it's going to raise the heart rate.
Yes.
You know, but what the effect on the blood pressure is going to be, who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing with it. So when you're so dopamine is kind of like to prevent hypotension and the presence of bradycardia. So if you're bradycardic hypotensive, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Another indication for it is, you know, still normal tensive, but you're dealing with a septic patient.
Isn't it supposed to help perfuse the kidneys?
Well, that's bullshit out there. Okay. Because the dosage.
I mean, I may have read that somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything less than 5 mics per kilo per minute gives you renal mesenteric artery dilation, dopaminergic effects. But nobody's ever been able to prove that shit.
Oh.
So, you know.
So it may not happen.
Who the fuck knows?
I don't know.
And why would you give that little bit of dopamine to begin with? Exactly. My point, that's your silence is everything. So, you know, like, so that's the thing, you know, but here's, again, septic shock, cold septic shock, normal tensive, dopamine indicated. Why?
Why?
You know it's going to raise the heart rate. You raise the heart rate, you potentially could raise the temperature internally, right? Because the cold is causing the patient to decompensate.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point behind it. You know, one of the,
I hear you.
Yeah. One of the things, well, here's the thing. It may work. It's actually, you know, it's probably one of the few things that.
Is there like evidence-based stuff?
Yeah, there is evidence-based, actually. Yeah, absolutely. There is evidence-based. Septic shock. And proven during the COVID stuff. You know, a couple COVID patients that I think it was like 45 patients that they tried it on. Yeah. So there you go. That's one. That's dopamine right there.
All
right. Right. So here's your favorite drug. Oh. Every time I ask Trish about Prasad, she's like, Levofed, Norepi.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It works well.
So what's the indication? Like when, what does a patient have for you to use Norepi? Not just hypotension, by the way. They're going to be hypotensive. That's why we're using this.
That's why you're using it.
Yep.
I mean, generally, we like it with septic shock.
Yep, because distributive shock, right?
Yep, it helps.
Why is it called distributive shock? They are vasally.
For which one?
Distributive shock as far as sepsis, yes.
Oh, yes. They're usually vasoconstricted.
No.
No, dilated.
Yes,
that's what I meant.
Opposite. Everybody don't listen to what she's saying. So they're vasally dilated through release of endotoxins.
Yeah.
Right, so they're vasally dilated, and they're usually what? Their heart rate is usually higher.
High.
Yeah, higher than 60 beats per minute.
Yeah.
Right, or, you know, higher than 80 beats per minute. When you're talking pressors here, we like to talk 80 on the heart rate. So, right, and as long as it's greater.
Isn't that especially for CHF or something?
Cardiac patients, right?
Yeah.
So you're dealing with this patient, the heart rate is at least 60 or greater.
Yep.
Preferably greater than 80.
Usually
right?
They're like 100 to 120.
Yeah, they're tacky. Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a second. So. But they're basically dilated. So you would use a norepinephrine.
Yeah, to constrict them.
Yep. Excuse me, man. That's a burp. You would actually want to, you know, increase the systemic vascular resistance. So when you have septic shock, is your pulse pressure narrow or wide?
Oh, fuck. I should know this. Which stage?
Well, just septic shock in general, baby.
I feel like it narrows.
It's going to widen because it's vasally dilated. Yes, absolutely. So you vasally, when you're vasally dilated,
yes,
you have a widening pulse pressure.
But I thought it starts to narrow.
It does not. So your every shock but distributive shocks, you're going to have widening pulse pressure.
Okay.
Yes, pretty positive.
I believe you.
What are you doing? Tell the people why you're interrupting my train of thought and who you're texting. Who are you texting right now?
Somebody asked if they could call me right now, and I was like, no.
Well, who would that be?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, no more phone.
Okay.
Because it distracts the fuck out of me.
I'm sorry.
So, anyways, so this is why it's bad when it's just me and you, because I can see all your activities that you do when I'm not paying attention to you. Right?
Yes, you can.
So, anyways, widening pulse. You know, now she's typing on the computer. I'm gonna just tell the people what you're doing. What are you typing?
Nothing.
What is going on?
Just what were you saying?
Well, I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying.
You're vasally dilated, and your pulse pressure is widening.
Yes. So
sepsis.
So we're giving,
which is a distributive shock.
Yes. So we're giving the norepinephrine to increase the systemic vascular resistance.
Yes.
Right.
Uh huh.
So that's why you would give that.
Yeah.
But if, let's say the patient is cold sepsis, right, which means they're probably Brady. So cold sepsis, heart rate less than 60, hypotensive.
Yeah.
What's the drug of choice?
Dopamine.
Negative.
No.
No.
You just said Brady, hypotensive.
I said normal tensive.
Oh, yeah.
Dopamine.
Did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hypotensive. Brady. Septic shock.
Yeah.
Drug of choice. They're cold. Brady. Hypotensive.
Is this the isoproterenol thing? No.
Not even close.
Oh. No, I thought you said that's the only one that works when you're
that's
cold.
That's if you have hypothermia. We have.
You said they were cold.
They are cold, but not less than
86 cold?
Not less than 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh. Yes. Everybody, she is beautiful. Tell her, trust me on that. So that would be epi.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that
one. So anytime you have bradycardia hypotension.
You know what's funny? I was thinking of phenylephrine, but I was like, that's not it.
Not going to happen.
I know.
Negative. So let's say you have another distributor shock, neurogenic shock.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, neurogenic shock, right? Heart rate greater than 60 beats per minute.
For neurogenic shock?
Yes.
I so remember, they were bradycardic.
Neurogenic could be either normal,
right,
or Brady on the heart rate. So neurogenic shock, you can have a normal heart rate and just be hypotensive.
Got it.
So, but let's say it presents. Here we go. Phone again, everybody.
Hold on. Xander's just asking me how to do something.
Okay. Well.
Jeez.
Do you want to call him while we're on the air?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I'm actually going to.
That's all.
Every 25,
I'm done.
Every 25 minutes throughout the night, I'm going to go wake him up.
Do it.
You know, just.
Johnny Walker Red.
Yes. I'm serious.
Do it.
Do you really want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Done. Do I ever lose at anything?
No.
Okay.
Do you think I'm going to wake up?
No, I'm going to wake you up, too, to let you know that I just woke him up again.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Yes. Anyways. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. You said
we were
so distracting.
We were talking about cold sepsis. Norm, like regular.
Hypotensive.
Brady. Yes, but. No, you said not Brady. Brady to normal.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about neurogenic. Yes, sorry. See how fucking confusing this shit is? So neurogenic shock, like, could be normal heart rate or bradycardic. Obviously, they're hypotensive. Vasally dilated this time because the biggest thing here is that the body isn't the neural system isn't communicating
with the
sympathetic nervous system. So the parasympathetic nervous system is running the body.
Yeah, which is very slow.
Yes.
And boring.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So here you go. Now, let's say hypotensive Brady neurogenic shock. Drug of choice. Oh, yes. No.
I mean, I feel like I've heard you say Neo in the past.
Negative. Not
you have, because you said it was neuroprotective.
Neo is a choice, but not for this one. You'll see why.
Okay.
So it's neurogenic shock. I will use Neo.
Well, that's what you just said. We're neurogenic shock.
But I said Brady.
Which, okay.
So Brady.
Is neurogenic.
Yes, absolutely. But it's epi. Anytime you hear bradycardia, and you hear hypotension.
Always epi.
Always epi. Epi's your choice. Then let's say you have a normal heart rate, neurogenic shock patient. So normal heart rate, hypotensive.
Then you like Neo.
Neo is going to be your choice. Because Neo is pure systemic vascular resistance.
I don't. Okay.
You go, what were you going to say?
I've heard you talk about pressors.
Yes, absolutely.
Lots of times.
Is it a possibility that I forgot wrong? Yeah, that you forgot the whole heart rate portion of it, and you only remember part of it.
I mean,
neurogenic shock isn't always Brady.
Okay.
Not always Brady. So, that's the bottom line of it. When it presents with bradycardia, anytime you have bradycardia hypotension, you better try an epi first.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, epi.
Okay.
But let's say your heart rate is normal. Then you have some choices.
I like choices.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, if you're trying to go from least invasive to most invasive,
mm-hmm.
Neo
mm-hmm.
first, you can try that. There's also, like, you know, another less invasive, like Hail Mary. But here's the thing. A lot of people think you would give this by itself. No, you wouldn't. You either, your patient's either on Neo
mm-hmm.
or Norepi.
Mm-hmm.
You can try vasopressin.
I was about to say vasopressin.
Yeah. So vasopressin is interesting how it works, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, how does it work?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What kind of drug is vasopressin? It is simulating a hormone in the body.
Vasopressin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Antidiuretic hormone.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
So it's pretty cool how it works. So
I remember when you tell me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how it works?
No.
Well, you should probably stop interrupting.
I should.
Yes. So you give vasopressin.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stimulate the body to release oxytocin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what's that's going to cause vasoconstriction
mm-hmm.
Increase the SVR.
Yep.
Systemic vascular resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the kind of how it works. But it always you want to give it with a pressor.
They use it a lot for GI bleeds.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how does that work with GI bleeds?
I don't remember.
Well, again, you're going to release oxytocin, which in a sense you're releasing the sympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. So you're going to divert blood from the
gastrointestinal
system. So it's interesting because one of the other things you can do with like GI bleeds,
mm-hmm.
you can give low dose norepi, like a 0.2 mics per kilo per minute of norepinephrine.
Oh, yeah.
It gives a small enough of a sympathetic type, you know, reaction in the body, causing blood to divert from the GI system.
I haven't seen that.
I have. I've seen it a few
times.
That's
awesome.
It's actually, I've seen it also on the FPC exam, so it's fucking important to remember.
Huh.
You know, like 0.2 mics per kilo per minute. You know, and you want to, and the key here is to try to give enough norepi to increase the MAP above 70.
I mean, the MAP above 70 is good.
Yeah, so you increase the MAP above 70, you're probably diverting blood away from the GI system.
And perfusing the brain.
And perfusing the brain.
Which is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard.
Yes. So, you know, so there's a couple pressors
mm-hmm.
there, you know, threw a couple of those down. Those are maybe important shit to remember if you're coming to a competition.
Or,
you know.
For an exam.
For an exam or for real shit, you know.
For real shit, yeah. That's actually, you know, why we do this.
So person passed their exam today. Probably,
I heard.
Who was that? Somebody, you know.
They sent us an email saying they passed the first time after our class.
Did they post it? Like, it looked like they posted it on their own thing or something.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
Mm-hmm.
Near.
Man, it's amazing. Somebody, how many texts? Like, I could probably find that within two texts on my phone.
Wait.
Crazy. Let's finish scrolling.
Oh, wait.
Oh, she's almost has it here. And yes, no? No, yes? No, yes?
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Michelle Gonzalez? Wait, Michelle Gonzalez, maybe?
I don't think so. Was it a Michelle?
Why does it have that on there?
I don't know. No clue. Somebody posted it.
Sincerely, Graham Pierce.
Graham Pierce?
Graham
chairman? Pierce is the chairman of the... Is the chairman of the actual
I need
FPC.
New glasses.
Yes. So
that's a true story.
So Graham Pierce actually is like his FPC number is 0001.
What?
Yeah. So he's actually one.
And
of
he took it again.
No.
Oh,
that's not him. Is that?
Oh, he said congratulations
yes,
to a person.
Yes, it's on his thing. You know, it's just
well,
funny
maybe
as
it
shit.
Was Michelle, hold on.
I don't know. Like so funny. Damn. Let me see it. Let me see if I can read it to people. Because.
Michael.
Yes. Somebody, yeah. Michael.
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Michelle maybe is.
What?
Michelle.
What?
Gonzalez.
One of these days, I keep trying to get contacts, but they haven't. They haven't gotten my test ones yet.
Okay.
And it's only been. You know, 2 months.
So I'm guessing that Michael was in one of our classes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe the Martin County one?
I'm not sure. I don't think any of those guys have taken their tests. They just got their stuff yesterday. So he may have been in the, January class or
maybe
one of those there. Wish we should have looked that up.
We probably should have.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sorry. But good job, Michael. Welcome on board. to the world of the FBC.
Yeah.
So
congratulations.
You know, Graham Pierce actually did my exam. Like, he's actually the dude that proctored my exam. Yeah, the first time I took it.
With a pencil and paper.
Pencil, yeah, it was pencil paper, actually. Number two pencil.
I'm sure it was. I mean, you can't Scantron anything else.
Yeah, if it's not a number two.
Can we talk about cursive writing and whether people are going to be able
notes.
To read?
It's in my notes. So he actually did it. And then, funny as shit, he's a cool dude. He's like British, I think. He's like, he's definitely got an accent to it.
Awesome.
But anyways, we're sitting at a bar. I took it at a conference in San Antonio.
Uh-huh. I love that city.
Yep. Critical Care Conference.
Uh-huh.
Took the test.
The Riverwalk.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Been there many times.
Me too.
Anyways, take the test. And we're at a bar, and this other dude, I don't even fucking remember his name, but he worked for some program in Texas, and he was from Florida, which is how we met. We drank the night before the test and showed up hungover, took the test. And he's freaking out because he has to pass it for his job.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's it was PHI because one of the first places that made it like mandatory. You gotta have the shit.
Yeah.
And I think he was like at his last, like, you need to pass this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, then, like, the test wasn't required everywhere.
No.
And
I mean, I took the CEN before.
A lot of people.
It was popular.
Yeah. Wow. Was it on like a stone block and
yes,
chisel?
It sure was. It? I did. You know, how did you know?
Well, you're older than me. And I love to tell people, you know, the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like the old.
Well, good.
Yes. So, anyways, like, I remember that dude, like, freaking out. And then the guy was sitting next to us at a bar. Uh-huh. And he goes, this is one of the weirdest stories I ever tell.
It sounds like it.
He goes, hey, man, if you guys come up, I'll grade your shit right now. That's what he said. Like, we had to go. We went to his room. And, like, I thought.
You went
like,
to his room?
Yeah. I thought it was one of those
this
where,
is,
like.
This is sounding a little strange.
I know. I was
like,
I
can
man.
Just imagine what you would say if it was me in that spot.
Yeah, I would tell you, you can't fucking
just,
do it ever.
Just come up to my room.
Yeah. I say that to you because you always see the good in everybody. And you're the person that gets kidnapped and their kidney stolen.
Yes, that's true.
So I was like,
I'm like, well, he seemed nice.
Yeah, yes. But I was skeptical the whole time. Like, I was near the door, you know, because I'm like, hey, all right. You guys want me to grade this?
Always stay near the door.
If you want me to give you a good grade,
uh-huh.
You know, just.
I'm going to need you to take your pants off.
Let me just see it. You know what I mean? I can tell you that I left that test after taking it. And the whole day, like, me and that dude, we were done like around 10, went to the Riverwalk, got shit face again.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Whole day drinking. I keep telling this motherfucker, I go, man, I know I passed. And, like, he kept saying a lot of shit that, like, I go, yeah, that's the right answer. That's the right answer. That's the right answer. Like, dude, it sounds like you passed, too. And that motherfucker goes, oh, no, I didn't pass. I know I didn't.
What?
I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure we passed.
Uh-huh.
And the dude grades it, and we passed.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Like, the only one other person that I forget who that person is, but one other person passed. And I think, like, 16 people took it that day. So, pretty crazy thing. So, like, three people out of 16, and this is, you know, 2002 or whatever, when the first time I took it. And
yeah,
that's a bear of a motherfucking test back then. And this dude, like, I always know,
funny, it's about when I took my CEN.
Yeah,
yeah,
no shit. Like,
but it was on stone.
Yes. Was there a computer test when you took it, or was it yes. paper? Yeah, no shit. Well, I don't know. They used to do paper pencil back in the day.
None of the nursing boards I took was paper and pencil.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm surprised.
And I started a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
26 years you've been a nurse?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know.
I still love you.
More than half my life.
Well, awesome. So yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, so being very cryptic, you know, and trying to give people information that you may know, like, you may need to know. Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe. So more info for people coming to this competition. Make sure you have a car that works.
Yes.
If there's two teams from the same agency, you're going to go right behind.
Different cars.
Yeah, different cars and right behind the other team.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the thing. If you want to cheat and give one of your teams an advantage, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
You still don't know if you fucking did the right thing or not. You know?
Yeah. Like, and are you really going to trust the person in front of you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because here's the thing.
They want to win.
Well, I mean, if it's the same team from the same department, you know, they fucked it up. Mm-mm. They may tell the other team.
Fuck that. All that noise. I want to win. But
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the way I am. Yeah.
I know you
I'm
are.
I'm not telling anybody else shit.
No.
But check this out.
I'm listening.
So let's say there's a patient that either needs to be either are assigned that patient's the right answer.
Uh-huh.
Or criking that patient's the right answer. We're going to let you do either procedure.
Yes.
And you still may not know.
You may not get it right.
You got it right.
But we're going to have the props for you to do it.
Exactly. So.
Oh, did you want to do what?
Yep.
Sure. I'll let you do that.
And I've got a couple patients that you do the wrong thing. They don't die.
Oh.
I very particularly just don't change the vitals on you or something. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
You're
so much nicer than I would be.
Well, no, I'm not. Because no. Here's the thing. You can leave that scenario and go, oh, that motherfucker didn't die.
Oh, that's right.
But you may have gotten the first time factor on it that didn't kill the patient.
Yeah.
But you didn't get any extra points after that.
And yeah.
So listen, I've competed for a long time. So I know. Like yeah. If you came to the last competition, there was a lot of that in there.
Yeah.
Not as
there's
much.
More.
More now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. More now. And like yeah.
You can't walk away from anybody.
Yeah. You walk away, you lose a lot of points.
Yeah.
And it just stops scoring you.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, and I've taken the game a little bit out of it. If you're a lead that screams a bunch of shit, I'm going to tell you right now, none of that shit's points. None of it is. There is no fucking amazing lead points you can get on there.
No? Like, why?
You know, there's points for calling a trauma alert or a STEMI.
Really?
Yeah, that's about it.
Why would you give them points for that?
Well, those are things that you would normally do, like calling a trauma
alert
on a patient.
Well, you would normally do that. So
yeah, calling a trauma alert on a patient.
You should know that, yeah. And that should not get you points.
You know, or calling poison control on something you need to call poison control on.
Yeah.
Those are points.
What about remembering the number for that? Is that an extra point?
Well, that's the only way you're going to get poison control. I'm glad you brought that up. If you don't know the number.
You should learn it.
You should learn it now. Because if you want somebody to give you an answer, which they may give you an answer,
uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you if it's a poison control thing, they're going to give you an answer.
Yeah. But only if you know the real number.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's you have to dial it on your phone.
No, you're not going to dial it. No. Do not dial poison control on your phone.
I was just kidding.
Well, don't kid because the people may do that shit.
It was a joke.
Okay. Don't do that. All right. Here's the other thing. We're going to give you equipment that you may not have.
Right.
If we give you equipment that you don't have.
You may need it.
You're going to need it during the scenario. It's not a distracting. I thought about your idea.
Oh, don't tell me you changed it.
Had to.
You did not.
Contradict some of the rules in the thing.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Well, sorry, baby. It's a Florida Cup thing, you know? So it contradicts that. So, and it's okay. That's fine. Like,
No, I think you should. Oh, maybe you should just give the same box for every scenario.
Yes, that's the reason why. We can't set somebody up for failure. They lose it. They do something like that. It's not fair. So we're going to give it to them at the beginning of the scenario.
That's the same box for everyone.
Yes.
Oh, it's the same.
Well, yes, kind of. Yeah. But we're doing a per scenario.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So, anyways, you give it to them at the beginning of the scenario. If you have that piece of equipment for that scenario, you're going to need to use it.
Something in there.
Something in there is usable.
But maybe not everything.
Maybe not everything. No. We're giving them exactly what they're going to need for the scenario. It's going to even it out. Like, some people may not remember to use it, you know? So, anyways, we'll see. You know, inshallah.
If the Lord wills it.
If the Lord wills it, then they will use what they need for mm-hmm. that shit. So yeah. It's important. And again, this is just the first, you know, show of clues that you're getting. But Here we're giving you a lot of extras.
So far you've given them a lot of stuff. I don't even know what's going to be in the next one.
Oh, the next one we're just going to do like one thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So for this one, I'm just as a introductory thing.
Yeah.
Giving them a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. So like, again, we said, what was the first thing?
You should follow us.
You should follow us
on whatever you're listening on.
Yes, which is should be if you're like on the Apple thing, you know, make a comment
or Spotify.
Give us some stars on Apple. Make absolutely because that gets us up in the algorithm. If you're on Spotify, listen to us on there,
or iHeartRadio,
iHeartRadio,
whatever other platform you use. Yeah,
you know, just you know, Inchula, listen.
Yeah,
give some stars. Even say Inchula on the Apple thing. Give us some stars on that.
What kind of comments do you want?
Inchula.
Questions.
You know, no, don't ask any questions on that.
We're not going to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. I got too much shit to do. I already got plenty of shit I got to answer, you know? So, but, you know, that those are the things that people should be looking for. You know, look for those things. Look for, you know, just around the room. I want to take the team lead and make them an actual participant in the patient care.
Aren't they usually?
Well, sometimes they don't even take their bags off. Like,
oh, yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, if you're a team lead and you still, like, if you're coming to our scenario and you still have your backpack on, yeah, you missed a lot of shit.
Oh.
If you leave with your shit just intact, you missed a lot of stuff.
What if I have like, a fanny pack?
You can have a fanny pack. You better open it.
Yeah.
I hope there's shit in there.
Yep.
You know, if there's snacks, eat them. Listen, whatever you have on, like, I want it to be like a real patient, right? Like, I want it to be like a real scenario. What?
I just thought of something.
Oh, well, this is going to be good, everybody.
No, we're not going to talk about it now.
Okay, because why? You're going to write it down?
I am going to write it down.
Because you're going to forget. Like,
you're right.
If you don't say it right now, hour from now. Like, you may not even remember you wrote a note.
I probably won't.
But like, this is great.
I know.
Might as well tell people because it's not going to happen.
I'm not doing it.
I fucking love you so much.
I love you too.
But anyways, I think that's enough for today.
What?
I think it's enough for Hold today. On. Oh, she's writing. Still writing. Trisha's typing into her phone vigorously right now, everybody. Still typing.
I'm still typing.
She is still typing. Still typing.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, she's done typing. I love you.
I love you.
You can't be the only person here on the podcast because you get too much attention drawn to you.
What?
Like, you distract the fuck out of me the whole time.
I'm sorry.
I still love you forever.
I love you.
You got anything to say before I leave?
You don't have anything else? We still have, like, a few more minutes.
Maybe
you should talk about something.
It's been long enough. Not every show has to be like over an hour.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's like, what is it? How many minutes?
47.
Oh, man, it's close enough.
In a row.
Yes. I love you. Do you know the other night? You know what? Now that you bring that up, I will say I will talk about this because it's fucking hilarious. Watching Clerks. The other night, right? You fell asleep.
Yeah.
And you wake up just for the part where the lady's talking about how many blowjobs she's given. And you go 57 in a row.
37.
37.
37
in a row.
Mm-hmm. In a row.
Well, it's 37 dicks.
Yeah.
Have you given more than 37 blowjobs? No. You think 37 dudes?
Mm-mm.
What would that number be?
What would my number be?
Yes. This is great. Let's hear this. No, you brought it up.
I did bring it up, but like,
do you want to leave the show now?
Yeah, let's leave it now. Like, that's been a long time ago.
The two people listening to this are here. So how many would you say?
Oh, fuck. I like that would require memory, and let's say like 11 or 12, maybe.
That seems like such a low number.
Yeah.
How many of those dicks were at the same time?
Maybe only two. Is that the answer you wanted?
Well, I just wanted that. Not me. The people listening want to hear. Obviously,
I mean, I don't think we've gotten any comments about that. So clearly nobody really wants to know.
Well, if you want to know how many dicks Trisha sucked, the actual true number, you know, send a comment. We'll read that one.
All right.
Let's do it.
I love you.
I love you. Are we done now?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've got all the answers. <about it. laughs> It's been the most crazy. Like, the last few shows have been, like, crazy and sporadic and weird.
They have been.
Yeah. We'll be.
Did you want them less sporadic?
No, I'm just, you know, this is a lot better plan today. Just went through it quicker than normal. Mm-hmm. But, again, listen to us. Send us a comment.
Yeah.
And until the next time, bye.
Bye. Oh.